Okay, today is Daf Mem Dalev. Okay, so what we were discussing yesterday, we had this the what we call the Turbat Havesher, is the like the hose pipe that goes connects the food pipe to the face, to the head, whatever you want to call it. Yeah, so that we said we had an argument between Rav and Shmuel whether that was considered the place where the Shechita goes, and we said that according to Rav, that is the place where Shechita is, and Shmuel said it wasn't. That would end up making it a so. It meant in the case of an unforced blemish, a hole, then Rav would be stricter because even the smallest amount of a hole would make it no good because it's Mokem Shechita. But in the case where the Shechita started there and then slipped down into the actual windpipe, according to Rav, that would be more lenient, that would be kosher, and according to Shmuel, it would also be kosher, but according to Shmuel, that the top part wouldn't count as part of the Shechita. It only have to be at the bottom. So that was the argument. So we said that in the particular case where the guy shechted and started at the top and moved down to the bottom, that would have been a... Both of them would have said kosher, but for different reasons. Rav would have said kosher because you shechted in the place where you're supposed to shecht, and Shmuel would have said it's kosher because even though you first made the nick in a place where it's not the place of shechita, but because it's not the place of shechita, therefore the size to make it treif is not a mashahu anymore, and therefore be kosher anyway. So Rava tried to... There was a meiser that happened, and Rava said, I'm going to put the chumras of both and make it treif. And so they all got angry at him, and they said, you can't do that. You can't have the chumras of both. And we brought this business with Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai, and we said that if they're arguing about something, and the same argument in two cases would make one lenient and the other strict, and that like the case of the missing bit of the spine, where if you say it's a small amount that has to be missing, then it's a chumra regarding trefa, but it's a kula regarding tumah. And Vicky Verki, if you go according to both chumras, then you're a fool because you're contradicting yourself. So you have to either follow one or the other. Then we said that it's okay. So then, how come Rava was going to do that? So we said if that's the case, that Bryce started off to telling us that you have to always follow Beis Hillel, halachic Beis Hillel, but then it says if you want to do that Beis Shammai, you can. So we said there was this heavenly voice, the Baskel, that came out and said that Beis Hillel, you have to paskin like him. So before that heavenly voice, you could do whichever one you want as long as you're consistent. Or we could say it's according to Rabbi Yeshua, who said that we don't listen to heavenly voices. So now we're just to finish off this little bit. We're about, nine lines down, maybe. Towards the end of the line, it says, Mikol Makom.
Yep.
Yeah. So now the Gemara goes back to Rava himself. Okay, so good about Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai. How are you going to explain the statement of that? Halacha is like Beis Hillel, but you could do whichever one you want. So that was good. We explained that. But Mikol Makom, nevertheless, going back to Rava, Kasha. How did Rava, why was Rava going to give him the chumras of both? I mean, they all screamed at him, but Rava knew what he was doing. Why would Rava in the first place think that he was going to put the chumras of Rav and Shmuel, which contradicted each other, onto the same case? Is Omar Rav Tovos cooler a kerav of the? No, it's because he said that that's not what Rav said. He said he's saying that it was treif was because he was holding like Rav in all aspects. What does that mean? The chiyosa Rami Bar Yecheskel. When Rami Bar Yecheskel came to Bavel, Rami Bar Yecheskel was the brother of Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda's father was Rav Yecheskel, and he had a brother called Rami Bar Yecheskel. Rav Yehuda was the more famous one, the Talmud of Rav and Shmuel, the Talmud Mug of Rav and Shmuel, but Rami Bar Yecheskel was also a good bloke. So he was a brother. So he says, Omar loisasitulahu lahani klali de kail Yehuda achim ishmei de Rav. Don't listen to that rule that was generalized by my brother Yehuda, that's Rav Yehuda, in the name of Rav. Yeah, because we started over here. Truth of the matter is, when we learned this Gemara, it didn't actually say Rav Yehuda Omar Rav. But I guess in general, the statements of Rav, Rav Yehuda was his number one Talmud, so most of what we know what Rav said came from Rav Yehuda. So Rabbi Cheskel says, don't listen to that. In other words, Rav didn't say that. The reason why Rav was happy to follow those two seemingly contradictory things is because he doesn't hold that that's what Rav said. What did Rav say? Hachi Amar Rav. He says, no, what Rav really holds is not that the hose pipe is part of the Mokam Shechita, but the Veshet Nasnu Bechachamim Shir, that there's actually a limit even on the food pipe itself, even not all the way to the top of the food pipe, there's a limit. So how much more so? Miklal the Turvetz HaVeshet, that means if you're even above the food pipe and into the hose, is definitely Lav Mokam Shechita Hu. Then, so he says that it's not considered the Mokam Shechita. V'ka'amar b'mashahu. And even so, he says that the shear is a mashahu. So your assumption was that because Rav says that the treifus is b'mashahu, that means it must be the place that's kosher for shechita. No, he says that it's not kosher for shechita up there. Even so, it's a mashahu. And therefore, if it's not the mokum shechita, then when the guy shechted, and standing up in the hose and slipped down into the veshet, when he first made the cut in the hose, he made a cut of a mashahu, and it wasn't the mokum shechita. So it's not kosher shechita, it's just creating a blemish. And according to Rav, the size of a blemish in that hose is only a mashahu. And that's why Rava said it was treif. Okay, so that explains Rava's psaked in. Okay, now the question is, so you're telling me, just according to what Rabbi Cheskel told us, that there's a limit about how high up the food pipe is kosher for a shechita. So the Gemara asked, "Lamaila ad kama?" So at the top, how high up can you go? Amar Rav Nachman ad kedei tefisas yad. It's as much as a hand can grab. So the food pipe, I don't know how long the food pipe is in an animal, it's certain length. The top bit, the top hand's breadth of that of the food pipe is already too high. That's not kosher for shechita. So then we said, okay, so good. So now we know that. Lamata ad kama. If you, we assume that there's also a lower limit, where is the, how far down can it go and be kosher for shechita? Om Rav Nachman, Om Rav Baravua, ad kedesha yasir, till it starts getting hairy. So an animal has a hairy chest, and then when it starts getting up to the food pipe near the throat, there's no hair. So it's a, so he says the food pipe down is kosher to shech down till where the animal sort of gets towards the chest, and it's the hair, the animal has hair there. And once it's in the hairy bit, then it's not kosher for shechita. Okay, so that's what Rav Nachman says. Fred the Gemara ain't, it ain't so. V'yomer Ravina, omer Gneva, mishmei de Rav. This is Rav again, that he says, tefach beveshet samach lekeres. The bottom tefach of the windpipe next to the stomach, zehu keres apnimi. That's called the inner stomach. There's animals have two stomachs, right? I guess so. That's the inner stomach. Yeah. So it's called. So it's already. It's already. So it means even on the food pipe itself, it's already called the keres. So you're telling me that the shechita is kosher down to the hairy bit, but according to this, even part of the food pipe itself, which is not the hairy bit, is already called the keres. Thank you. And therefore, therefore, how could the shear be up to the hairy bit? As am I, because over here, if you're going to tell me you can shecht all the way down to the hairy bit, then the last tefach at the bottom, which is not hairy yet, ki kashachit bekeres kashachit. We're telling me that's called the keres. That's already called the stomach. No one says you can shecht on the stomach. So he says, no, you got the statement wrong. Ema tefach bekeres samach levesha zero keres apnimi. It's not the bottom tefach of the windpipe, which is called the stomach, the inner stomach. It's the top tefach of the stomach, which is closest to the food pipe. That's called keres apnimi. We know there's two different types of keres. There's the inner keres and the outer keres. So he's just saying that which part is the keres apnimi, the inner keres, is the inner stomach, is the bit that's high up, getting close to the food pipe. So that's one explanation that he changed the words around. Or I can answer you, Kika Amar Rav Bitoira. Where did Rav say down to the hairy bit? He's talking about a bull. The Masir Tvei. Bulls have more hair. So therefore there's hair even in the food pipe section. The hair doesn't stop at the end of the stomach. 44. Okay. We're up to now in the halacha. 44A. He says two. We're about two thirds of the way down. So, and we're starting off with a statement of Rav Nachman. Let's see. No. 1 minute. This is four. Where are we? No, Pesukos Agageras. Yeah, we got too far. Getting closer. Tubitzavisha. Yeah, here this one. Omar Nachman Omar Shwam.
What sort of?
A2. That's a complicated one. 44A2. Yeah. Anyway, okay. Omar Rav Nachman Omar Shmuel. Rav Nachman says in Emma Shmuel, Turba Tzaveshet. Again, this sort of hose type of thing that connects the food pipe with the face, with the head. Yeah, that Chenitel Kuloi. If it's completely missing. Milechi from the cheek, lechi is the cheek, from the cheek down, what is kosher? V'tani tuna. So that's what Shmuel said, and we have a brisa that supports this. Nita lechi atachta, in that if the lower cheek is removed and missing altogether, it's kosher. So that's interesting to say that it's assuming that what he calls the lower cheek is the same thing as the hose connecting it to the windpipe. But we'll see in a second. Maski l'Rav Papa. Rav Papa says, what are you talking about? The Turba Tzavesha, what does it mean? The windpipe is going up into there. If the whole thing is missing, that means it's been ripped out. How did it become missing? If it's ripped out, ikar simonim. One of the things that makes shechita no good is if the simonim are not cut with the knife, but are sort of pulled straight out. So if the Turba Tzavesha is missing, somebody must have ripped the simonim out. So how can that be kosher? So the Gemara says back, that's very nice, Rav Papa. You can ask a question against Shmuel, but we had a brisa that says, Nita lechi atatin, Rav Papa, kasha masnisin. According to Rav Papa, how's Rav Papa going to explain pshat in the Mishnah, Nita lechi atatin kosher? So the Gemara answer very simple, because the words in the brisa are talking about the lechi atatin. Translate literally means the lower cheek. Yeah, and Shmuel was talking about the Turba Tzaveshet. It's different terminology. As Bishlam Aman Nisnisan Rav Papa Leikasha. Rav Papa isn't bothered by the Braisa. The Braisa talks about Lechi HaTachtoin. Is Hadi Iyakar Ikuri, Hadi Igumi Gumi Me'ilu Simonim. The upper cheek, the lower cheek is sort of higher up. So when is it? So it'll be if you pulled out the Simonim, it's treif. But if you got a picture of a cheek there? Yeah, that's good. We got that, right? We got the lower cheek. Yeah. Yeah, so it's the bottom of the face. That's where lower cheeks normally are. Yeah, so he says, if you pulled out the simonim, it would be treif. But over here, we're talking about where the face had been mutilated, I guess, above the simonim. Yeah, because Bryce talks about the cheek. He doesn't talk about the top part of the windpipe. So that's why it's kosher. Elul Shmuel was talking about the Turba Tzaveshet, which is the top end of the hose of the windpipe, the food pipe. So if that's been removed, that means the simonim had been pulled out. It's kasha. It says loite makulai. So therefore, we have to change the words of Shmuel. The words that we started with were that if the whole thing is missing, yeah. So the assumption is if the whole thing is missing, that means that the part of the food pipe itself is missing also. So it says, don't say that all of it's missing. Ela ema ruboy. What it should have said is if most of it's missing. So therefore, you could have most of that missing, but still have the food pipe itself in place, so there is no ikur simonim. Fredi Gemara is still not good. We omer Rabbi Chanan Amar Shmuel. The same Shmuel said simonim shenidaldalu beruban. Even if the simonim are hanging down, so they're not secure in their place. They're hanging down. It's also treifa. So if that top bit's missing, then even if it's only most of it missing, that means the simonim are not attached to anything. There's nothing there, so it's hanging down. Zamar of Sheisha Brei Davidi Hadi Ikpulik Puli Hasam Afruki. Yeah, if it was peeled when we say it was missing, it means if it's peeled, then it's still hanging, then it can still be securely in place. If someone peeled that hose, and then everything could still be securely in place. But if they ripped it out, then they would have ripped the simonim as well. So that's the difference. If it's ripped out, it's no good. But if it's peeled, you know, carefully, peel along the dotted line sort of thing, then you could still have the simonim not ripped out, and then it will be kosher. Okay, so much for the hose connecting the food pipe to the face. Now we come to Psukas HaGageris. We said in the Mishnah, one of the 18 things that make the animal treif is if the windpipe is severed. Tana. So the question is, Kama Psukas HaGageris, how much has to be severed to make it treif? Beruba, most of it. So the question is, what do you mean most of it? Most of what? Kama Ruba, most of what? Yeah, so the windpipe, from what I can understand, not that I know much about windpipes, is that there's, you got the wall of the windpipe, and then there's the inside of the windpipe. So there's the wall and the, what we call the chalal, the part inside. Is Rav Omar, turn the page, Rav Ovia, most of the thickness. So simple translation of that is the thickness of the wall of the windpipe. Yeah, that means even if it didn't, so the Rashi brings two Pirush in there. One Pirush is that it's that the thickness of that, and he says, it says, no, that's not what's called the thickness. So the thickness is actually actually top to bottom. That's called thickness, top to bottom is called length, and across horizontally is called width. So he says, Ovia doesn't mean. So one pirush, what, you got a picture of it there? Yeah, so you got a hole in the windpipe, a severed windpipe. Yeah, so we got length and width. Yeah, so if it's cut, that's the same picture, right? Yeah. No, this is the, that's the esophagus. Where's the wind? That's, we need to see the windpipe. Here, that's the gargaris. This one. Yeah, direction of cut. Okay, so the majority of the thickness is talking about going top down, and then the most of the cholol will mean inside the hollow bit, which is inside the windpipe. There's nothing in there. That's how you can breathe. Yeah. So it's either rov aviv or the rov cholola. Okay. Hahi psukas hagageres to ask the kama de rav. So there was a case where there was a severed windpipe. And they brought it to Rav to Paskin. Yosef Ikabodik Leberev Ovya. He was checking from the thickness. Is Omale Rav Kahana Varavasi the Rav. So Rav's students, Rav Kahana Ravasi, said to him, Limatana Rabbeinu, you taught us Berev Chalala. That's according to the Omri, the second version of Rav, was that it's the hollow. It has to be treif if it's most of the hollow's been severed. So Rav was about to check it on the thickness, not on the hollow. So that's interesting. So Rav said, oh, you know what? Let's give it to someone else to worry about. It's Shadra Lakame de Rav Bar Bachana. He sent it to Rav Bar Bachana and Bodka Berev Chalala. He checked out the hollow bit and it wasn't most of the way through. V'achsharan, he said, it's kosher. V'zava minav et leisar istri b'shiti bisra. Not only did Rav Paska that it's kosher, but then he went and bought some from this choice meat, you know, it was good. And he got it at a good price. He got it for 13... Isteris, so it's which is a certain coin. In other words, he got a discount. Yeah, so not only did he make it kosher, but then he bought it for a discount. So that's an interesting situation. So the Gemara, first of all, asks, "Hey, Hachi, how could it, if Rav was about to say it's treif when he was looking at the Rav Ovyoi, and they told him, no, what are you doing? You told us that it's Rav Chalolai." And so he sent it to Rabba to check it, and Rabba said, kosher. How can you do that? The Hatanya, then the Braisa, Chacham Shatime. If one rabbi paskins that something's Tomei, Ein Chaveira Rasholatar, you can't go for a second opinion, and he'll say Toher. The second rabbi is not allowed to sort of overthrow the other guy's thing. Osar, if one rabbi says it's forbidden, Ein Chaveira Rasholatar, the other rabbi can't overrule him and say it's permitted. So if Rav already said it's no good, how could Rav say it is good? So the Gemara answers, Shani Hacha, this story is slightly different. The Rav lay Osar Mesar. Rav didn't actually say it was Osar. He was about to check it before he even got a chance to say his decision, the students already told him to change his mind. So therefore, a rabbi was allowed to paskin that it was kosher. Now that Rabba was the one who paskined, Rabba paskined, it was a shaila, it was halfway severed, and Rabba paskined kosher. Even though he paskined kosher, how could he eat it? The pasuk says, this was Yechezkel talking, and Yechezkel said to God, I said, Aha Hashem, Hashem, Alikim, my God, Hine nafshi lay mitum'ah, my soul never became tame, and a nevela treifalay achalti min urai, I never ate a treif thing from my youth. We had min urai ve'ata from my youth until now. Ve'loy ba befi basar pigul, literally pigul we know means when it's a korban, but here we're going to say it means something different. We'll see in a second what that's referring to. So what is this, what are all these things refer to? What's Yechezkel saying to God? I never ate treif. Well, you know, bully for you. Lots of people never ate treif. So what's he talking about? So he says like this. When he says my soul never became tame, what does he mean? What is he saying he was good at? I never had lewd thoughts during the day, which would lead me to impurity at night. So that's my mind is pure. That's nafshi. Then he continued, Nevela treva leyachalti. When he says, I never ate a treifa, he's big deal, you never ate a treifa. But what he means is, Shaloyachalti basar kois kois me'elam. He never ate meat where there was some kind of a thing that the animal might die, so he quickly shechted it to remove any problems to eat it. So it was like a bit of a dodgy one. Yeah? And what's the last one? Le'bob b'fi basar pigul, Shaloyachalti behema shahiru b'chacham. I never ate from an animal which a chacham paskin was kosher. In other words, if there was already a question on it, even if the rabbi said, yeah, it's kosher, I didn't want to touch it. So he was strict on himself that even if there's any question, I'm not touching it. And Meshum Rab Nasa Namru, Shalaya Chalti Bibahemash Lehomud Matneseha. Yeah, probably. Rab Nasa says, I never ate from an animal where they hadn't taken the gifts that have to be given to the Kohen, right? There's certain parts of the animal that have to be given to the Kohen. I never ate it from an animal that it wasn't taken. Yeah, but the point of there is that a top-notch guy, doesn't eat from meat, even if there was any doubt, and the Chacham had to paskin. So what's Rabba doing eating the meat where there was a doubt and he had to paskin? So the Gemara answers, Hani midi milsa the talia b'sfora. That's if what the rabbi had to paskin was something, that's his own logic. So if he's making his own decision off his own bat, then that's doubtful and a tzaddik wouldn't eat it. But Rabbi Bachana, a Gemara Samach, he wasn't making up his own psakdin. He was just clarifying, hey, hello, I'm not making a decision over here. I'm just telling you, like Rabbi Cohen once said to me, when he said something, and I said, hey, you always say you don't paskin. And he said, you don't have to paskin about something that's mefurish and shulchan aruch. So Rabbi Bachana wasn't really paskining. All he was saying was, look, this is what it says in the shulchan aruch. So then, but nevertheless, that's right. He doesn't want to paskin. That's what he was saying. Even though he doesn't paskin, but if it says in Shulchan Aruch, you're not paskining. You're just quoting Shulchan Aruch. The question is, Mishum Chshada, that maybe he'll be suspected. If he's going to now buy it cheap, maybe he made it kosher so he could get a good deal. So he'll look suspicious, right? Yeah. The Tanya, we learned in a Braisa, Donas Adin, if a judge judges a case, Zika, and he made one guy is winning, V'chiev, and someone loses, Tim Evitar, he made something Tomei, he made something Tahar, Asavahitir, he made it forbidden, or he made it permitted, V'chena Eidim She'idu, similarly the witnesses involved in a case, Kulan Rashoyin Likach, they can all buy the thing, whatever it was, whatever the situation was, they can all take benefit from it. But the rabbi said it's better to stay away from something that looks sus. Yeah, if you paskin, you know, you two are arguing about whether that belongs to you or him, and I say, yeah, it belongs to Harvey. You know what? Because Harvey's going to sell to me cheap, so I want it to be his, so I can get a cheap deal, and you're going to give me the worst price. So I'm testifying that it's his. All right? So it looks suspicious. Yeah. So stay away from it. So he answers, Hani merely made the mazmin mishuma. That's if when the price is something which is just, I reckon, $100. Like the price is variable. Abrahacha mitkalam muchach. Here it's the weight. The sign in the window of the butcher shop says, you know, $10 a pound. So a pound is a pound. It's not, I'm going to give you that piece for X, you know, whatever I feel like. So therefore, because there's a standard price, therefore it's no, there's no danger that it looks suspicious. Kihata Rabba Shari Shrefta, like another case of Rabba, permitted something that they thought might be treif. Zava mina bistra, and he bought the meat from it. Omra le basra of Chizda, and Rav Chizda's daughter said to him, that's why it probably is Rava, not Rabba, because Rav Chizda's daughter was Rava's wife. So Rava came home from the market and says, I got a great deal on this meat. Yeah? And there's the one that I said was kosher. And his wife says to him, "You, what are you bringing me meat into my kitchen, you?" My father said, my father, when he was Shari Bukhra, let's say if he permitted a Bukhur by saying that the Bukhur had a blemish, so now you're allowed to just eat it, but he wouldn't buy the meat because it looks sus to say it's permitted and now I'm buying it. As Omar lost, so Rava told his wife, "Hani mili Bukhra, a Bukhur is different. Da'ashumam is dabin, because that's that you cannot weigh it. Bukhur, because it used to be Kodesh, you're not allowed to weigh it on the scales. It's too much of a bizoyan for the Bukhur. So he has to just estimate, yeah, I'll give it to you for whatever. Yeah, so that you can't do, because you'll get a cheap price. I'm just buying it by weight, so there's nothing to, there's not a cheap price, it's just normal price. Okay. My Ika, so what are you worried about? Mishum umtsamalya, so that they gave me the best piece of it, a good cut, whatever. Kol yem umtsamalya, says Avonlea, they give me the same thing every day. They always give you the best cut, so I'm not getting any benefit out of it. Okay, Amar Rav Chizda Ezer Talmud Chacham. What's the definition of a Talmud Chacham? Zeha Raya Treif La Atzmai, where he looks at a treif for his own thing and he paskins its treif. That's a Talmud Chacham, that he's willing to paskin treif on his own thing. The Amar Rav Chizda Ezer Seine Matanis Yichya. It's a pasuk in Mishle that says one who hates gifts will live. It's better not to accept gifts. Who's that? Zeha Raya Treif La Atzmai. Same thing. The guy who paskins on his own thing that it's treif. Darash Marzucha Mishmed Rav Chizda, Kol Mishah Kore V'Shoyne, someone who learns, Kore means he reads Psukim, Tereh Shabiksav, V'Shoyne, and he learns Tereh Shabalpeh, V'Roya Treif La Atzmai, and he paskins things are treif when it's his own, and he's honest enough to say it's treif, V'Shimish Tamin HaChamim, and he learned from Tamin HaChamim, Allah V'Kasavayma, regarding this guy, the Pasuk says, Yigia Kapecha Kiseichel, when you eat the fruits, the efforts of your own hands, Ashrecha V'Toivlach, it's good for you, and it's fortunate on you, and it's good for you. And Rav Zvid Omar, Zoycha V'Necha Shnei Elam, that he inherits the two worlds, Olam Hazeh V'Olam Haba, Ashrecha V'Olam Hazeh, this actually says in Pirkei Avos, Ashrecha means in this world, that you're fortunate in this world, V'Toivlach Olam Haba, and it's good for you in the world to come. Rabbi Lazar, if the house of the Nasi would send him a gift, Leishokil, he wouldn't take it. If they invited him for dinner, he wouldn't go. Omar, because he says, don't you want me to live? The Pasuk says, if you despise gifts, you'll live. If I accept a gift, I'm not going to live. Is that what you want? Rav Zeira, when they sent him a gift, wouldn't take it. But if they invited him for dinner, he went. Why did he go for dinner? Omar, he said, top of the page, they are actually showing off with me. They're honoring themselves by having me as the guest of honor. Yeah, so it's not, they're not doing it for me. They're doing it for themselves. So look, Rav Zeira came to dinner in my house. Look at me. So therefore, I'm not getting a gift out of it. I'm giving them something by turning up to their party, and therefore he would go. Okay.